Welcome to Linda's Corner. My name is Linda Bjork. For today's episode, I will be sharing an excerpt from one of my books called You Got This, An Action Plan to Calm Fear, Anxiety, Worry, and Stress. With all the disturbing current events we're facing, people all around the world are experiencing overwhelmingly high levels of stress right now. I feel strongly about the need to help empower people to be resilient and able to handle their problems. You Got This is a thoroughly researched, easy-to-read, well-designed action plan to calm feelings of fear, anxiety, worry, and stress, with a wide variety of proven cognitive behavioral therapy techniques that empower people to regain a sense of peace and control in their lives. You Got This will show you how to decrease stressors, increase coping skills, increase confidence, increase resilience, and find solutions to your problems. The book is available in paperback and ebook formats on Amazon. In this book, we're going to discuss ways to decrease our stressors, as well as ways to increase our coping skills. I'll share cognitive behavioral therapy tools that have been scientifically proven to be effective in lowering stress, fear, worry, and anxiety. We're going to learn some somatic quieting skills and how to broaden our vision to find answers to our problems. But that's not all. Skills are acquired by learning and practicing, so we're not just going to talk about it. Positive changes require action. So I'll guide you through a series of simple, consistent actions that will help alleviate fear and increase a sense of peace and control in your life. I have created a simple schedule to guide you through the next 30 days. I know that your plate is already full, but don't worry, these won't take a lot of time. Everything in this book is designed to ease your burdens, not add to them. And I will explain what to do and why we're doing it each step along the way. The schedule for each day includes a brief morning routine to get the day started off right, a daily action step to acquire and practice skills, and finally, a short evening routine to help you relax and enjoy better quality sleep. Charts for each day are included in the appendix. My intention is to provide an effective action plan to help you relieve worry, stress, anxiety, and fear while increasing feelings of peace and well-being. I intend to share tools that will help you unlock the answers that are already inside of you so that you will be better able to find solutions to your own problems. However, my intention alone is not sufficient. We're going to turn to the expert for answers. Not an expert, the expert. You are the expert on you. You know your strengths. You know your weaknesses. You know your problems. You know your history. The answers to many of your challenges are actually already inside of you, and I'm going to help you find them through a series of small, consistent steps that will help foster healing, alleviate worry, anxiety, and fear, and allow the answers to begin to flow through you. Now we're going to talk about emotional walls. It is important to understand some challenges that are likely to arise when you attempt to move from a place of fear, worry, anxiety, and stress to a place of general peace and tranquility. These challenges come from two basic sources, and either one of them may make things worse before they get better. And they may make you want to quit and give up. But being properly informed empowers us to keep going and experience healing, peace, and growth in spite of obstacles in our path. To understand why we hit emotional walls, it's helpful to understand a little about the normal function of the brain. there is a network of neurons located in the brainstem called the reticular activating system, or RAS, which is the gateway into the brain. All of the sensory information that we encounter first enters through the RAS, which determines where to send it. The reticular activating system acts as a filter so that we don't become overwhelmed by an overload of information. It is like a gatekeeper that chooses what information passes between the subconscious and conscious mind. The job of the RAS is very important because it is estimated that the human brain takes in 11 million bits of information every second. But on average, we're only consciously aware of about 40 bits of information. So when I say that the RAS filters information, I'm not talking about filtering out a little bit of information. I'm talking about a major filtration process. It is the job of the RAS to decide what is important and what can be safely ignored. When the RAS is deficient, such as in cases of autism, ADD, and ADHD, too much information is allowed into the conscious mind, and it causes a sensory overload and a difficulty in concentration and ability to focus. So the job of the RAS is very important to our safety, comfort, and functionality. However, the next question is, how does the RAS decide which information is important? It makes those decisions based on automatic programming that you and I created without even being aware of it. It is done on a subconscious level and is influenced by what we focus on. If we spend a lot of time focusing on a particular thing, then the automatic subconscious programming of the RAS assumes that information must be important. That's why when you're trying to buy a new car and you've been researching a particular make and model, all of a sudden you start to notice that car everywhere. The truth is that the cars were there all along, but the RAS considered that information to be something that was safe to ignore. However, now that you're focusing on it, the RAS figures that it must be important, so it points them out for you. The automatic subconscious programming of the RAS causes some problems when we're dealing with mental and emotional issues, such as anxiety, worry, fear, or stress. A person who is struggling with fear-based emotions often has thoughts like, I'm not safe, I'm in danger, the people I care about are in danger, I'm not strong enough, I'm overwhelmed, I can't do this, I can't handle this, and so on. Because these are the predominant thought patterns, the RAS uses this as the basis for determining what is important. Since there is limited space for conscious awareness, anything that doesn't support those negative feelings are filtered out. And the only information that enters the conscious are those things that support those feelings of fear. That means that your brain is actively seeking for proof to validate these fearful beliefs. Your mind becomes hypersensitive to any possible threat, either real or imagined, present or future. Your brain also tunes in to any evidence that suggests that you're weak and you can't handle your problems. This strengthens and builds on the problem by continually adding evidence that the feelings of fear and your own inadequacy are valid, and the situation becomes progressively worse. Furthermore, if we make a conscious effort to say or do something that is contrary to the current subconscious programming, the brain considers this to be a dangerous threat and sends out a warning that in order to be safe, you need to go back. This makes change difficult, because if a person tries to let go of fear, worry, stress, and anxiety, and actively seek for evidence and feelings of safety and peace, those things don't match the current subconscious programming, and the warning system is activated. When that warning hits, it feels like running into an impenetrable wall, and people naturally give up. When I was going through this process, I hit that wall immediately and wanted to give up on day one. It's difficult to adequately describe, but it literally felt like I was going to die. I felt all of the emotional and physiological symptoms as if my life was being threatened. And my subconscious warned me that the only safe option was to go back. It was awful, indescribably awful. Fortunately, I had been warned that this would happen, so I knew what to do. To get through that wall, I used one of the tools in my emotional first aid kit. An emotional first aid kit is a list of simple tools or actions that cause an immediate, although temporary, positive effect, like singing, for example, and that's what I did. I cranked up one of Shakira's songs called Try Anything from the movie Zootopia and sang along. Singing it through once wasn't enough. I had to repeat it 3 times before those feelings of panic that my life was in mortal danger subsided, and I knew I would survive. The remedy is surprisingly simple, but it takes some courage to follow through. After all, it seems rather counterintuitive. Think about it. If you're watching a movie and a monster is chasing somebody, they respond by running away or hiding. They don't jump out and sing a song, because if they sing a song, then the monster will find them and eat them. But if they run away or hide, then there's a chance of survival. Turning to the tools in the first aid kit, rather than curling up on a ball in your bed, takes some courage and trust. After some practice and personal experience, you will find that the tools work, and it won't be so scary to use them to get out of a tight spot. Keep a list of emotional tools handy that work best for you to use as an emotional first aid kit to work through those walls that try to obstruct progress. If we can push through these walls and keep going, then our thoughts and feelings slowly change, and the RAS naturally adjusts its programming to allow positive, peaceful, hopeful input without fighting or outright rejecting it. So this fight with our subconscious is temporary during a transition period, but it's also inevitable. And this causes many people to give up because they don't understand what's happening. All they know is that there is a warning voice in their head that they're not safe, and so they quit and retreat. But now you understand what is happening, why it's happening, and what to do about it. And that makes all the difference. When you know what to do, you can work through the rough spots to reach the peace, happiness, and healing available on the other side. There is another explanation for the emotional walls that attempt to block our path when we're trying to make any change in the way we respond to stressors. You may have heard the idea that if you hear something enough times, you begin to believe it. And research shows that is absolutely true. We are more likely to believe things that we hear over and over again, just because we heard it over and over again. And it doesn't matter if it's true or not. We believe things because they are familiar. Scientists call this phenomenon the mere exposure effect, and it's baffling because it has nothing to do with truth or reason or logic. This is another reason why it's so dangerous to have circulating thoughts and statements like, I'm not safe, I can't handle it, I'm not good enough, etc. If you repeat those thoughts and those statements often enough, you begin to believe them, even when they're not true. A child who has been told over and over again that they can't do something, or that they're stupid or worthless or not safe or not good enough, will accept these familiar sayings as true. The flip side of the coin is that once we believe something, whether or not it's true, our subconscious will fight to protect those beliefs by rejecting anything that is unfamiliar or contradicts what we already believe. Sadly, that means that the child who has grown up with the belief that they're stupid or worthless or not safe or not good enough will then fight to defend and support those beliefs their whole life. That is, unless they go through the conscious effort to change those beliefs. When feelings of fear, worry, anxiety, and stress are repeated over and over, they become familiar, and we believe them to be the only possible truth. It may seem ironic, but a person may subconsciously believe that feelings of fear, worry, anxiety, and stress are more safe than feelings of peace, serenity, calmness, and contentment, because those feelings are unfamiliar and therefore dangerous. People often subconsciously fight to hold on to those fearful beliefs. They reject thoughts about happiness, positivity, hopefulness, confidence, relaxation, success, or peace because they contradict what their minds already believe to be true. These two sources, the reticular activating system and the mere exposure effect, make it difficult to find peace when you're stuck in a pattern of fear. However, there is a difference between difficult and impossible. You can do this. I'll freely admit that it's hard, but it's oh so worth it. Scientific research shows that if you're persistent, then those same principles of repetition that create familiarity can also change the way that you think and the way that you feel. But don't give up halfway, or it will make it harder. If you give up, the walls become stronger. If you keep going, then you become stronger. Mental and emotional healing takes time and effort. It's not an immediate change, like flipping on a light switch. It's more like the gradual change of watching a sunrise. Remember, when you understand what is happening, why it's happening, and what to do about it, you can work through the rough spots to reach the peace, happiness, and healing available on the other side. Both of these obstacles are temporary, if you don't give up, that is. In fact, both of these obstacles turn into allies once you get through that transition phase. If you hear and say over and over again that you're safe, capable, and peaceful, then those words and those feelings will become familiar, and your mind will believe in those concepts. If the focus of the reticular activating system is safety, confidence, and peace, then your mind will show you all the reasons why you are safe and capable. It will highlight reasons to feel grateful, satisfied, joyful, and peaceful. The mere exposure effect can help you believe in the ideas of safety and peace. And then the RAS will gather evidence that those ideas are valid. They will work for you instead of against you. I hope you have enjoyed this section of You Got This, An Action Plan to Calm Fear, Anxiety, Worry, and Stress by Linda Bjork. In closing, I would like to share a quote from an official review from onlinebookclub.org. You Got This deserves the maximum rating of 4 out of 4 stars, as it is practical, concise, and well executed. Honestly, I have not read a self-help book that has impacted my life like this in a while. See you next time on Linda's Corner.